And when she was gone, my grandmother stepped up to take care of me. She only had a high school education. She got a job at a local bank. She hit the glass ceiling and watched men she once trained promoted up the ladder ahead of her, but she didn't quit. Rather than grow hard or angry each time she got passed over, she kept doing her job as best as she knew how, and ultimately ended up being vice president of that bank. She didn't quit. And later on, I met a woman who was assigned to advise me on my first summer job at a law firm, and she gave me such good advice that I married her. And, you know, Michelle and I gave everything we had to balance our careers and a young family. But let's face it, no matter how enlightened I must have thought myself to be, it often fell more on her shoulders when I was traveling, when I was away. I know that when she was with our girls, she'd feel guilty that she wasn't giving enough time to her work, and when she was at her work, she'd feel guilty she wasn't giving enough time to our girls, and both of us wished we had some superpower that would let us be in two places at once. But we persisted. We made that marriage work. And the reason Michelle had the strength to juggle everything and put up with me and eventually the public spotlight was because she too came